I am Isidora Paz López, a Ceramis Mosaicist from Chile. Now I am living in Germany, and now I am here participating. Kelly invited me to design a piece of the house. Well, here it is, and we do it in, I think, in record time, and a very intense and nice experience with many artists, and going great.
Must be nice working with so many different mosaic artists, and you've worked with them before in Chile.
Yeah. In fact, it's very incredible how this that is our passion for Du Mosaic make that we create projects and collaborate one each other. Because in fact, all the people that is here is doing that for love and admiration for this great artist that is Kerry. This is a big honor, and I feel like nearly making history here, contributing to this house that probably in the future will be a museum house, and already is an open house. This is not just a show for this event. It's the style of life of Kerry. She lived like that. Her house always is open, full of friends. It's incredible. So it's a big celebration, and happy of
so tell
here.
Tell me the work you've been working on. What designs have you been doing?
I made here this scarabah beetle. Yeah, the window is inside, like in the body. So they, when I saw it, because she told me you can make all this piece. Yeah, and for having the window in the middle was difficult to what I can design around. So I integrate the window, thinking that when you open the window, it's like the wings. And then I saw the frames that have been done before in the other window, thinking that in some way this match with the design of the house. So this white line and the white around the body of the animal also have to do with that. Then you see that the house have a red line crossing all the top, and I integrate this with the moon.
You integrated it with the moon?
With the moon that have the animal on top. All these are things that happen here because I come with the design, I mean the lines, but all the colors and all what happened after was depending of the materials that I find. I find a lot of things that I didn't expect. So this the background have to do with the sky and the effect of night. You see, from the bottom is more clear and the top more dark.
So you came with an idea of the design?
No, I came with all the design, the lines, but not the colors, because I didn't know what colors.
And there was a lot of cool stuff that you found here
cool
that you could
stuff,
use.
Cool stuff, materials that I don't expect, things like you see all kind of porcelain, different kind of shiny ceramics and stones. I like a lot the combination, in fact, and I cannot wait to see it without all this and see the final picture of.
Yes, because at the moment it's completely covered in scaffolding. We're on the second floor.
Yeah.
You can only see a bit. You're working on quite a large piece, but you can only see small pieces of mosaic in front of you.
And I work it as a puzzle. So yesterday in the morning we put all together, and I could see it from a distance because we do it in the floor, and well, make some impact. So I think that will be very nice, very nice. Well, of course, all what is done here, how this integrate to all the rest.
There's going to be a lot of different stories on this house, isn't there? There's a lot of different meaning to a lot of different pieces of work.
Yeah. Well, in fact, this house, the work started many years ago, and the main designer of all the house was the ex-couple of Kerry. Yeah. So now this last part of complete the house, also in the meaning and why this animal is because this represent the scarabash, represent the reborn, So it's also a new, I don't know, a new energy with all these artists coming from everywhere. So a big celebration, in fact, and will be a unique piece.
My name's Karen Weidler, I'm from Brighton, and I'm working here today to complete this very long project of covering this house in mosaic.
And what are you currently working on? What piece of mosaic are you doing at the moment?
Well, we've got these two sections around the windows to do. They're an echo of what's going on downstairs. So they're a kind of homage to one side is Carrie's mother, whose birthday is today, to commemorate her life and death. And the other one is to be Herman Wallace, one of the Angola Three who died 3 years ago.
And talk me through the process of what you're actually doing at the moment.
Okay, so I'm cutting tiles, which creates the dark background to these pieces that have already been made by Philippe, which are these beetles, and yeah, to go around this kind of architectural curve. Oh, sorry.
Yes, we should say we are at the top third floor of a scaffold here, so it's
just
quite tight.
Just where the ladder goes down too, so.
Yes, it's not the greatest positioning in the world.
Yeah. So working directly on the wall, using some adhesive to stick the tiles on, which will then be grouted tomorrow, which is another big part of the process, filling in all the gaps in between those tiles, which means they'll last for thousands of years, potentially.
But that's what gives it the real finish, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. That's what fills in all the gaps and makes it a completely smooth surface again, like the one we start off with, but slightly uninteresting one.
So you must have been involved with Carrie in the treatment rooms for a while then, is that right?
Yeah, I met Carrie about 28 years ago when we were studying, doing fine art together in Leeds. And we've been pretty much working together on and off since then. So yeah, we did our first mosaic projects just before the end of last century. So it all started back then, really.
And what's important about it? What's good about this project that you're working on?
I think it's a testament to, what's here really is a potential to create the piece that you really want to, because we've been involved in lots of public and community art projects, and so often it's somehow contained by the process you have to go through and how the imagery gets decided on and all that. This one's freer, and because now so many people are here from all over the world bringing their own ideas, it's just a lovely collaboration that really is about as free as you get.
So I'm Tamara from South London, Catford. I asked Carrie when she was talking about the design whether perhaps I could put the famous Catford cat on her wall, as it is Catford's most infamous landmark. And the answer back was, well, how about a Cheshire cat? So actually, I rather liked the idea of the Cheshire cat, and it drew out really well. And I had great fun making it.
And it's quite high on the building, this, isn't it? What are you hoping to, what, you know, when people look at it from down below, what do you hope them to see?
So down on the bottom right hand corner, there's something else from Alice in Wonderland, and so we thought it would be nice to juxtapose the Cheshire Cat up in the top left hand corner, and the point where she got to when she last was doing the mosaic was that there's a cloud level just probably at the second floor level, and we thought it'd be quite cool if the cat could be appearing out of the darkness above the clouds. So he is in a state of half disappearing, and by the time we put the background in, we're hoping that you'll really just see the main face and then a sort of strip of his body winding into the darkness.
And how long have you been working on the whole project, and how long have you sort of given it for yourself?
So I've really just been here this week. So I did come on Saturday to do a little bit of planning with them, but really I've been here this week, and my job is, apart from to do the Cheshire Cat, is to get coverage, because I'm quite fast and quite precise, so I'm kind of the background job now. That's my mission.
Because it can take a while, can't it? Just, it's so intricate, so that whole background piece Absolutely. Must be important to
well,
cover good swathes of space.
Yeah, and there's miles of it, you know. So once you've got the main features in, you've got a lot of space that needs filling, and so yeah, that's our. It looks like you're working very slowly to begin with, and then. It then looks like you go a lot faster at the end, so as things get covered. But I love seeing how it materialises out of nothing, you know, it seems. And as the days go by, you see it grow. It's great.
And how are you finding working so high up?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with that. I do it on a regular basis. just taking care to test the boards before before putting full weight on them.
I'm ATM street art, mostly do street art these days, but I've got a long history of making public art mosaics as well. This is Herman Wallace, who was Black Panther, who was in prison for like more than 40 years on trumped up charges, and so that was a campaign that we were working on. We did various artworks about that subject, like and death row, so it was kind of connected. There was two themes going on, you know, campaign to get these Black Panthers out, and also to commemorate people on death row who, you know, suffered so badly because basically they were very poor, they didn't have proper defence counsel, and the evidence was cooked, and it was ludicrous miscarriages of justice. So we made the tiki truck, and for them, for the death row prisoner John Joe Amador, and made the Zulu taxi for Kenny Zulu, who's another Black Panther who's been in prison for more than 40 years, you know, in solitary for most of that time. So.
And now this piece of work, so Herman Wallace.
This is Herman Wallace, he's one of the Angola Three.
And it's going to be front and centre at the top of this house, actually. It's
That's
probably
right,
going to be
yeah.
one of the main
it is,
pieces
main
that people's
points.
Eye is going to be
yeah.
drawn to.
Yeah, so it's a proper memorial to him, because they're very cruel. They released him like 2 days before he died, so they released him from prison. You know, he had terrible health problems, being in solitary for so long, and they let him out and he died.
So tell me something else about the project. What's it about?
Well, it's about a lot of things, actually, because this was started... it was started with the front door, and that was about, the four elements and various designs that we'd been working on when we're doing kind of public and community mosaics in Southall, when we were working together doing that, you know, like, and So we followed on some of those designs, and then other things, other ideas came along. So it was a huge kind of combined effort, really.
And your design there, the Tree of Life, that's yours. And I never even knew, because I only really know you as a street artist.
Yeah, right.
That's what we've covered you on the blog as a street artist. But you've got a secret. It appears that you're an excellent mosaic artist as well.
It's not really a secret. You know, it's not
well,
really
it's a secret to me. You're keeping it from me.
No, I just... like I say, I was making mosaics for a long time, really loved making them, but then I got to the point where I got such bad repetitive strain injuries cutting heavy, thick Victorian floor tiles and things like that for years. And it's so time-consuming as well, is the other drawback. I mean, painting with a brush is kind of liberating because you can cover big areas, you know, so I do like that aspect of it, that it takes... It's taken years to cover this house.
20 years.
I think 2002 or something, or about 2001. Yeah, so yes, 15 or 16 years it started. Yeah.
A bit of a while, isn't it?
it's a lifetime's work. Yeah.
What's it like working with so many different artists from around the world on this project?
Oh, this is great. It's like, it reminds me of the old Treatment Rooms Collective, because we were a proper kind of collective, you know, at the end of the 90s and the early, beginning of the 21st century. We kind of, we were doing radical political art, and there was a big gang of us, and we're all kind of in it and doing street art and graffiti and mosaics and stuff. You know, the main thing was we thought that art should deal with real political situations, environmental situations, and so we're doing anti-war graffiti at the time, you know, of the Iraq wars and all that, and the Afghan war, and that's what we thought art should be, campaigning really, or drawing attention to injustices and things like that.
And that's sort of what we're doing here, you said, you know, in some...
Yeah, well, this is an echo of those early days, because there's lots of people working together and it's a good atmosphere, you know, it's really, really nice. Yeah, and it's like, it's amazing that so many people came from all over the world as well to help. Yeah, it's really good.
Thanks, ATM.
Thank you very much.